94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Juan Castillo, and this is the Electric Drum. Now, this week we are featuring, a Yale police officer here in the city. And I came to meet him because he came to me to talk about, you know, Special Olympics and an event that they did a couple of, weeks ago. And we partner with it. And the event was fantastic. And I thought, hey, you know, we're about positivity in our city, man. And here's an officer, man, who that's not part of his job, you know. And he came to me and, you know, we've gotten to know each other. We're Knick fans together, so we're kindred spirits. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
All right. Cody McGinnis in the house, man. So you grew up in North Brantford?
I did. Born and raised.
All right. Tell me about growing up in North Brantford, man.
Just a, small, quiet little town, you know, right outside, New Haven. So I at least got to, you know, come down to New Haven when I was younger. But grew up in North Brantford, loved it. Good time.
Now, you know, we talked about you really being involved with sports. That's one of the things that cut you out of trouble a little bit there, right?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I mean, that was a huge culture in North Brantford, was the sports. So, baseball, hockey, cross country, you know, it was good to keep in shape. It was good to stay out of trouble. Good way to make friends. And I'm really glad that I, spent those years doing that.
Right, and you played varsity at North Brantford High.
Absolutely, yep. Hockey, baseball, cross country.
Big hockey city. So were you playing there when the team was really good?
Yeah, we had some good years. Unfortunately, we were never able to bring a championship home, but every year we were competitive, and the fans came out, and it was a great environment.
Awesome. Just talk about your family, man. Any siblings?
So I have a sister who she's in University of New Haven right now. She's going to get her grad school for forensic psychology. She played field hockey at Southern for the last 4 years, where she was a varsity athlete. So, like I said, she's got the good sports genes. You know, she put me to shame, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's all in the family, right?
That's it.
All right. So you graduated from North Brantford. What did you decide to do? What was next after that?
So, kind of how we talked before, just based on my father being a police officer and growing up in that culture, I decided I wanted to pursue a degree in criminal justice. So I went to University of Southern Maine in Portland for 2 years, and that was a blast. Had a great time. Then I made the financial decision to come back home to Connecticut, like many of my peers do.
Yes.
And I finished my degree at Central Connecticut with a bachelor's in criminal justice.
So, I mean, right off the bat, you saw your dad do the kind of work that he did, and this is what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, my dad was always, kind of my idol, my hero, as cliche as it sounds. But he was. And you know what? He provided a great life for me and my family as a result of this job. He had great stories from this job. He made great friends and was able to make an impact through this job. And that's kind of something he passed down to me and, is what I want to do now with my career, is, make that impact that he did.
Right. And, there's no issue that is not being dealt with more so than police officers and them doing their job, right? Tell me, I want to become a police officer, right? I'm a young cat. Tell me what you think a police officer should be all about, and, how do you convince this kid to come into the force?
So, a big common misconception I feel with at least people my age when they hear I'm a police officer is there's like a certain type and you got to fit this mold. And there really isn't that. I mean, it really comes down to just being a human being, just being a people person, being able to talk to people, because, that's the main part of our job, is just talking to people, whether we're talking people down to de-escalate a situation or just being out in the community, how I am here with you right now. I mean, that's a huge part. So if you want a job where you can make an impact and meet a lot of great people, I mean, this is a home run. This is a great job to have. I love this job. I tell all my friends to apply to police departments. And I hopefully, more people want to apply to be police officers in years coming.
Right. Now, you're working at Yale, so you're dealing with a lot of young people, right? And that's different, right? I mean, that's not something what the New Haven Police Department is dealing with all the time, right?
Correct.
And young people are sometimes, difficult to deal with because, they feel like they got the right to do this and that and whatever, right? But that's different. I know for me here at YBC, you know, which is also, we got a lot of Yale students here, right? You know, it's important for me to be able to relate to them, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've been on the job for how long now?
About 3 years now.
Right. Okay. Tell me about some of the obstacles and some of the things that you had to go through in order to really begin to understand this job.
You know, well, as you know, as you can see me, but the viewers can't, I look like I'm 16 years old.
Yeah, he does, y'all. He does.
I have a baby face.
So they can relate to the fact that he's about their age, but he's not.
You know, I am 25, but, you know, that was one thing, you know, when I started, that was an issue. It's just, you know, I'm a 22-year-old kid who looks like he's 16 years old. How do I get the respect from people who are twice my age, three times my age? And like I said, it just comes down to, you know, just being a human being able to relate with people, regardless whatever it is, you know, striking up conversations like we did even before with the Knicks and, you know, everything like that. It's just, it was a little different to, you know, have to talk to people who don't want to talk to me and
right.
have to break down that wall and try to, you know, be able to relate. But, you know, I've been doing the job for 3 years and I haven't had a complaint against me yet, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, I mean, it was an easy transition just because I've always been a people person. And
right.
I think that's really helped me along the way.
And that's the key, man, to get to coming on this job, right?
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Officer Cody McGinnis. He's with the Yale Police Department. And, you know, we're talking about his life and you know, how he grew up in a family that, in fact, you know, his mom, your mom works at the hospital.
Yeah, right? she's worked at the ER department for last 20 years or so down in New Haven. So
many stories that she has, right?
Yeah, between her, my father was actually on the ambulance down in New Haven, aside from being an officer in Brantford. So, I mean, I've heard all the stories, but, you know, some good, some bad. But, I mean, it's definitely helped shape me to, you know, who I am today.
Right. So when you graduate out of UNH, right? I mean, okay, so now is the real world, right? Tell me about what happened then.
So, actually, I didn't even get to finish my degree at first because I took the police test, and fortunately, I came out fairly high on it, and I was fortunate enough to get hired at the age of 21, which is very uncommon for people my age.
Yes.
So right off the rip, I'm a 21-year-old who's now a police officer enforcing these laws when, you know, I was a college kid a couple weeks before, it felt like. So it was definitely an interesting transition, but like I said, it was a transition I'm glad I made.
Right. Tell me about the first day on the job.
You know, I was as nervous as could be. I'm pretty sure I was sweating the entire day. You know, just looked like a hot mess. But it was just interesting. It's you know, because when I put on this uniform, sometimes I forget that I have this uniform on. I'm just myself. When I take this uniform off, I'm the same person that you're going to be dealing with when I have the uniform on. So it was definitely something interesting to see how much differently people reacted to me just because of the uniform. You know, like I said before, some good, some bad. But that was definitely the biggest thing, was just getting used to, you know, these people have no idea who I am, but they don't like me. And I'm going to make sure I can do everything I can to show them that, you know, I'm just the same guy that I am without the uniform on.
It's interesting because earlier we talked about the fact that, you know, which is so important, you know, in your job, and that you got to find something that's common between you and the person that's sitting with you, right? I mean, and normally when you first meet someone, you sort of are reaching out to each other, right? You know, to see what is it that you got in common, right? But on your job, that's extremely important, right? Because, I mean, that's really, in terms of when you got to de-escalate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really important for you to find that something common that you can get to them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's, you know, going back to why I said, you know, if you're a people person, that's the best thing you can do in having this job, because, you know, you're going to come across people from, you know, that are, you know, all range of emotions, whether they're super angry, super sad, you know, whatever the case may be. And you need to, you know, just know how to relate to them so that they can, you know, they feel comfortable with you. What we want to do is just make people feel comfortable. We want to make sure everybody is safe. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Right. We kind of met because you gave me a call. You know, you had this event, you know, that you guys already did. And it was a fantastic event for Special Olympics. Talk about how that started with you.
Yeah. So, you know, I recently have come over to the Yale Police Department, and I wanted to, you know, make a point to really make Special Olympics, you know, a you know, a prominent, you know, fundraiser here. So I was fortunate enough that the Donut Crazy on York Street, the owner, Jason, came up to me and, you know, told me he'd be interested in something like that. And, you know, we've been working with them, and it's so far it was great. It was a great success. There was a lot of people there. And, you know, the main thing about the Tip a Cop is to raise awareness and funds for the Special Olympic athletes. And every year they're raising more and more money through police departments around the world. So it's a great cause to get behind. You're working with great people, and it's just overall a really great time.
That's great. That's great. So I got a couple of questions for you, man. Now, you know, New Haven is foodie town, right? You know, so Pepe's or Modern?
Can I be honest with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't had either.
Are you serious?
I haven't.
Well, he's in shape, though, man. That's why. I'm going to show you. This cat man is in shape. That's why.
I you know what? I always try to get down, but unfortunately, you know, I'm trying to get ready for summer. So it's no pizza right now.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So, all right. We already talked about this, but our favorite NBA player of all time.
My favorite NBA player of all time. You know what? I'm going to say Jeremy Lin for the 3 weeks of pure joy that he brought to my life. I know everyone's going to say that's a ridiculous answer, but you know what? Jeremy Lin and Lin's sanity brought the Knicks to another level that year, and I'll stick by that answer.
And you know what? I'm a Knicks fan also, as you know, as you guys already know out there, and I agree in terms of the fact that that's all that I've had, man, for the last 10, 15 years, man. So, but, yeah, but that's cool, man. So now football, you know, New England or?
So I'm actually a Miami Dolphins fan.
Really? How did that happen?
I don't know. And it's been tough because I live in New England where the Patriots have just made me feel terrible about being a Dolphins fan for the last 25 years of my life. So I'm hoping a couple more years Tom Brady will leave and we'll be okay.
Yeah,
we'll be okay.
He's no time soon, bro.
Nah, he's the best. Can't even hate him. He's
no,
the best.
No question. My last question. What's the best advice you ever got?
Yeah, so, you know, like just growing up, you know, my parents always just kind of instilled in me, you know, if you want something, you know, you need to go out and work for it. You know, you need to go out and earn it. And that's kind of how I've lived my life so far. You know, at 21, being able to, you know, fortunately land a full-time job, you know, I was very blessed and very grateful for that opportunity. So I think the main thing would just be, you know, if you want something, go out and work for it. And, you know, that's how you're going to earn it.
That's great. It's Juan Castillo. I've had Officer Cody McGinnis here in the studio. Man, thank you for coming, bro.
Thank you for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. And if you see him downtown, man, just don't talk. You better talk about the Knicks, man, because he ain't hearing nothing else, man.
That's it. Yeah, look for the kid who looks like he's 16. That'll be me.
Juan Castillo with you. Up next, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.